Okay. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. We are continuing our study of Surah Ali Imran, coming toward the end of the surah. And today we are going to study the section number 18, starting with the ayah of 172. The discussion is a continuous discussion of the Battle of Uhud and a review of that battle, the mistakes that were done by the people, as well as the enemies who came from Mecca, and as well as some of the hypocrites and their responses. So all of these things are being discussed. So now we have a very important discussion of what happened after the battle. The battle was not a decisive battle. There was chaos and almost some kind of a defeat for the Muslim side. Many Sahaba were killed and the Prophet himself was wounded. But the enemy left. Those who came from Mecca, they left. And after they left Medina, going back to Mecca, on the way they stopped. And they had a discussion among themselves, saying that they inflicted a lot of harm to Muslims, but why did they leave? They should have completed their job and they should have continued their fight and they should not have left. And so they were thinking to come back. And it was not too far from Medina. The message, the information also reached to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ gathered the Sahaba and told them that it will be very bad if they come back, and they will create a lot of chaos and a lot of harm they will give to the people. So it is better that we should go and pursue them and show them our strength. So many Sahaba, even though some of them had wounds and they were suffering, but in spite of their wound, in spite of their pain, many of them got ready and they went with the Prophet ﷺ. And when Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the Meccan army, when he heard about the coming of Muslims to pursue them, he decided, he abandoned his idea. Actually, they ran towards Mecca and they left from there. So that is what is being discussed here in this section. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Those who responded to Allah and the Messenger after being afflicted by wounds, for those among them who do good and were mindful of Allah, there is a great reward. Those whom, to whom people said, people have gathered against you, so fear them. But it increased them in faith. And they said, sufficient is Allah for us, and He is the best protector. So they returned with blessing and bounty from Allah. The evil did not touch them. They pursued Allah's approval, and Allah is the Lord of tremendous bounty. It is only Satan who sows fear of his friends. So fear them not, but fear me if you are believers. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the believers, those who responded to Allah and to the Messenger. They responded to Allah through the Messenger, because the Messenger is the one who told them. So, and obedience to the Messenger is obedience to Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَعَ اللَّهِ. The Quran says, those who obey the Messenger, they obey Allah. So here, although it is the Messenger who has told them to come and pursue the enemy and leave Medina and go towards them, it is the Messenger who told them, and they responded to the Messenger, but actually the Messenger, they responded to Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who wanted that. So الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, those who answered, those who responded to the call of Allah and His Messenger, even though they were inflicted by wounds, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ, after the wounds have touched them. So those people, and among them those who do good, أحسنوا, that means they were virtuous, they were people of doing good things, and they were mindful of Allah, pious and righteous, for them is a great reward. استجابوا لله والرسول. استجابوا means answer. Answering to the call. That's what called استجابة. And the Quran has mentioned that in several places, that it is Allah is calling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to something, and we have to respond. So in many places, Quran, in several places, the Quran has mentioned that. And you have that, for example, in Surah Al-Anfal, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wal rasul iza da'akum lima yuhyikum. In the ayah number 24 of Surah number 8, Allah says, O you who believe, respond to Allah and the Messenger when they call you to that which will give you life. So that is the command, istajibu, answer. That means accept this invitation and respond, positive response. Istajibu lillahi wa lil rasul. Respond to Allah and respond to the Messenger. And when they call you, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, and now here you have the singular. Although both of them respond to both of them, but who is calling? The calling is from Allah. So إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, it not true that they both call you, but it is if Allah calls you. Because the call of Allah, they receive through the Messenger. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, and then say, لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, that which will give you life. Now somebody say that they are already alive, we are already alive, so how we are asked that they will give you life? That means you are physically, you are alive, but the real life is also the life of spirituality, the life of glory, the life of honor, the life of respect. So Allah and the Messenger are calling you to the life of honor, to the life of dignity, to the life of glory, to the life that will be not only limited to this life, but also to the eternal life in Jannah. So that's why it says, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. So, oh, you who believe, the believers are called. So you have the same structure of the sentence mentioned here. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول, من بعد ما سبهم القليل, those who answered the call, those who responded to Allah and His Messenger. And here also the same thing. You also find in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servant asks you about me, Allah says, when my servant asks you about me, I am near. Allah is near. Allah is not far away that you say, oh, we don't know whether our message, our voice will reach to him or not. Allah is very near. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'a, I respond to the call of those who call upon me. When they call upon me, I respond to them. Ujibu. So, falyastajibuli, again, istijaba. So, let them also respond to my call. So, Allah will listen to our dua, but we have to listen to Allah's invitation, Allah's call. And what is that call? Well, yu'minu bi, and the call is this, that you have iman in Allah. You have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have faith in Allah, then you will be guided. La'allahum yarshudun. So they will be the righteous people. They will become, they will be guided to the right path. So here again, falyastajibuli. So Allah is calling, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. Answer to Allah and His Messenger. And how to answer? Answer with iman. Answer with faith. Accept the call and you say, yes, Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Our Lord, we have heard a caller calling us to believe in Allah, so we believe in him. So you have a messenger. Messenger is calling towards iman, towards faith. And we say, فَآمَنَّا, we believe. فَقْفِلْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا, so forgive us our sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that istijaba is not just saying that, yes, we do. You have to do something as well. You have to respond with action. You have to respond with iman, with faith, but at the same time also respond with action. So Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That is, believers are those who answer to the call of their Lord, who respond to their Lord, so they pray and conduct their affairs through consultation. So they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and devote their life to Allah, and among themselves, they live with agreement, with the consultation, with cooperation. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from that which we have given them. So they are charitable people. They are people who conduct their affairs through consultation, and they perform the prayer. So prayer, conducting the affairs and with consultation, as well as charity, these are some of the important points that are highlighted here as part of the response to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, those who answer to their Lord. And then they pray and do that. And in another place you find in Surah Al-Ra'd, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. Those who answer to their Lord, those who respond to their Lord, and for them is good. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى. Husna is a beautiful reward, a good reward, the reward of bliss in the hereafter. So for this is for those who respond to their Lord. They hear the Prophet calling them towards faith and good deeds, and they respond to that. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى. And then I say, وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ, and those who do not respond, that means they do not accept the invitation, and they do not respond positively, on the day of judgment, they will say, I wish we had, whatever we had taken away from us, and we were saved from the punishment of the hellfire. If the whole earth they had, And another earth like it, they wanted to give it up to save their skin, to save themselves from the evil of accounting and the place of hell. Ulaika lahum su'ul hisab, for them is a terrible judgment, and the place for them will be the hell, and what an evil place it is. Wabi'sa al-mihad. So there is an invitation is for faith. Invitation is righteousness. And this invitation is, people have to respond to this invitation. And respond to this invitation with faith and with good deeds, individually and collectively. So part of the response to faith is also that people should work together with shura. Wa amruhum shura bainahum. Part of the response is to pray. Part of the response is to do charity. And then the reward is husna, the beautiful reward, jannah. While the people who do not respond, for them, there will be terrible judgment and terrible destiny. And on that day, they will not be able to save themselves. There is nothing else, nothing that can save them from the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from that. So here you have again this point, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. So those people, they were asked by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, that come on, defend yourself, defend your city. Don't let the enemy come back again. Take advantage of your weakness at this time. So people were suffering. People were in difficulty. مِن بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. قَرْحَ is the wound. So they were wounded in Uhud. But still, they said, yes, we'll go. And many of them, they went there. And the enemy heard about their coming, they left. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those who do good things and those who do are pious, for them there is a great reward. مِنْهُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ. Min is used in the Arabic language for either for those, some of them, from among them, that means some of them. So it is called tab'iz, that is, there is a whole group, and from among them there are some who did that. Or sometimes min is also used for bayan, for explanation, and it's such people who do that. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا, and those who do good, like those people, and are pious, them, for them is a great reward. So it doesn't necessarily mean that among them, the reward was not for everybody. Actually, the reward was for, it could be for everyone. So أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقُوا means those who do good, such as people, those people, for them there is a great reward. And then Allah says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Those to whom people said, people have gathered against you, so fear them. That means some people came and said that Abu Sufyan and his army are gathered against you and they are going to attack you. So they are gathered and they want to come back and come back and again attack you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ, so fear them. Probably this information came from some of the munafiqeen of Medina, some of the hypocrites of Medina, or some other people. So they wanted to frighten them. And the Prophet and his followers, the believers, زَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا. And challenge was presented to them, and this challenge increased their faith. So believers, when they are in the state of challenge, they don't scare. They don't give up the right thing, the right call. Actually, they become more believers. The iman increases. زَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا. Iman increases means the iman becomes strong. Iman becomes, the faith becomes strong. Faith becomes deep, and the real faith. Because iman has two aspects. One is the aspect of certain articles of faith. Believe in God, believe in his prophets, believe in his angels, believe in his books. So these articles are the same. But some people believe in those articles deeply, sincerely. And the iman is strong. Sound iman, sincere iman, and also strong iman. فَزَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا, strengthen them in their iman. And then they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. It's a beautiful expression that believers are told to do though under challenges, under difficulties. Say, Allah is sufficient for us. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and he is the best protector. This is a statement of tawakkul. Tawakkul means trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, tawakkul, as you mentioned before, does not mean that you don't plan, you don't do anything, just trust in Allah. No, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your efforts. Do your best, make plan, do the right things, and then trust in Allah. Don't say that because of my plan, I'm going to succeed, but say, this is my plan, these are my efforts, and I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what it is, that in all situations, take precautions, make efforts. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So believers in all challenging times and all challenging situations, they ask Allah to help them, and always believe that Allah is sufficient. Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is enough for us. His help is the real help. His help is the one that will give us support and give us victory in any situation. Wa ni'mal wakeel, and he is the best of the supporters. So hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. You know, people say in this difficult situation very often that with the pandemic that we are going through, a lot of people are suffering and in pain. People say it is good to repeat that again and again. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Any other challenge that you have, do your best. Yes, I mean, pandemic, take precautions. Whatever is, precautions are necessary and have been given to you by the medical experts, that yes, take those precautions. But remember, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the real helper, who is the real healer. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. We should repeat that. We should say that again and again. So such people, Allah says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. So they returned with the blessings of Allah and with the bounty of Allah. The evil did not touch them. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. Evil did not touch them. That means they were successful. They were victorious. The enemy did not come back. Enemy left them. And it can happen in any situation. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنِ اللَّهِ فَضْلٍ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. And they followed what is pleasing to Allah. That means they lived their life in obedience, in righteousness. So it is, they returned with Allah's bounty and Allah's blessings and Allah's favor. And they continued following that which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not like one time you are, problem is over, and then go back to do the wrong things. This is, the believer don't do that. They continue doing the right things. Wallahu zu fadlin azim, and Allah has great bounty. Allah is the owner of great bounty, the Lord of great bounty. Then Allah says, innama zalikum shaitan. It is only Satan who sows fear of his friends. That means those people who came the news, brought the news, so that to create panic and fear among the believers. This was a plot, this was a plan of those people who wanted to frighten. And this is coming from Shaitan. Shaitan did that. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهُ إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ. Why ذَلِكُمْ is used? Because ذَلِكُمْ here, our scholars say, that it means إِنَّمَا قَالَ لَكُمْ ذَلِكَ الشَّيْطَانُ. That who said this to you is Shaitan. So this thing coming from Shaitan's side, لِيُخَوِّفَكُمْ بِأَعْدَائِهِ إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهُ. Shaitan is the one who did that so that Shaitan frightens of his friends. Because Shaitan has many awliya, Shaitan has his friends among the human being and others, and he creates the panic and the heart and the minds of the believers from of his enemies. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاهُ. Allah says, فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ. So do not fear them. Do not fear them. Do not fear anyone except Allah. Take your precautions, but فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونَ. But then Allah says, fear me. خَافُونَ. خَافُونَ means فَخَافُونِي. فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونَ. إِن كُنْتُمْ. If you are a believer, you should fear Allah. And if you fear Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you strength and courage, then you will not fear anything else, anything else. So khafuna, that's what the Quran says. And فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In another place, Surah Al-Ma'idah, it says, فَلَا تَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنَ. Do not fear people, but fear me. So you have khawf and khashya. Khawf and khashya, both of them means fear. One is the outward fear, and the other is the inward fear. Both of them, you should not have that. But only Allah, that you should have the fear of Allah. Fear of Allah outwardly and inwardly. And it is important to have the fear of Allah. But fear of Allah is what? What kind of fear that we are talking about when we talk fear of Allah? Fear of Allah is the fear of disobedience of Allah. Fear of the punishment that may come because of the disobedience. So that one should be very conscious of that. And the Quran has emphasized that point as well. As we love Allah, as we have our feelings of love, يُحِبُّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The believers are those who are very strong in their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But love and fear both should be there. Love of Allah to please Allah, and fear of his displeasure. We mentioned that Ridwan. Ridwan means approval of Allah. But opposite of Ridwan, that is ghadab of Allah. So khashya should be, the fear should be against the wrath, against the anger of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ النَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. So this is those who are doing wrong things. Allah says, do not fear them, but fear me. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. So rahab and khashya and khawf, these three words are used, and they are emphasizing that point, that believers have both the love of Allah as well as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted, that whatever we may do, Allah is loving and nothing will happen to us. No, Allah is loving, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time is judge and just, and he does not like evil and sin. So when you do that, then it is when we do that, we should repent. We should turn to Allah. We should ask His forgiveness. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. So this is a statement came from Shaitan. Shaitan told you that. And he is want to frighten people of his supporters. That I have an army, I have supporters, I have this and that. Allah says, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. Do not fear them, but fear me if you are believers. That is what Iman means. The true believers, they trust in Allah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. They have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength of Iman and the strength of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving some warnings to the to those who were disbelievers and those who were creating panic and frightening the believers. So Allah says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين. Quite strong words here. You have that. For those, let not those who rush to disbelief grieve you. They can never harm Allah in the least. Allah desires not to give them any chance, any share in the hereafter. For them is a terrible punishment. Those who purchase disbelief in exchange of belief can never harm Allah in the least. And for them is a painful punishment. And let not those who disbelieve suppose that the respite we give them is good for them. We only grant them respite that they may increase in sin. For them will be a humiliating punishment. So there are several points that those who are at any difficulty, anything, they'll turn towards, they leave their faith and become disbelievers. الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. Those who give up their faith. Allah says to His Prophet, there are people like that, but don't grieve on that. Don't give up your work, your mission because of that. And don't think that this is small group of people or whatever their number, they can harm the right cause. They can harm Allah. They cannot harm Allah even a bit. لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. And the only thing is that they are harming themselves. Allah will not give them any place, any share in the hereafter. And they will have a terrible punishment. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. So you see that these three ayat, in the three ayat, it is mentioned, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them is a great punishment, for them is a painful punishment, for them is a humiliating punishment. Why? Because they are rushing towards that which want to bring harm, and their disbelief, and this disbelief is not going to harm Allah. إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. They cannot harm Allah a bit. And then Allah says, those who give up faith and take kufr. In the first one, it says, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرَ. They rush to kufr. Now he says that they had iman and then they became kafir. They were believers and they gave up iman. And they took kufr. اشْتَرَوُ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. They purchased this belief in exchange of belief. It's like a barter situation. in the commercial situation, people used to sometimes barter, give up one thing and take something else. So instead of taking iman, they giving up iman for the to buy kufr, to buy disbelief, rejection of Allah, and giving up faith in Allah to that which is rebellion, which is disobedience, which is disbelief. So those who take disbelief in exchange for belief, لَنْ يَضُرُ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا, they will never be able to harm Allah. And they will incur upon themselves painful punishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they may think that, well, we are doing that and nothing is happening to us. They are saying that we are not believing and we are doing all kind of things against Allah and there is nothing, no harm come to us. Allah says, let them not think that this respite is good for them. This is a respite. This is like stretching the rope that is giving them extension. And this, so they go on in their rebellion, in their disobedience. Innama numli lahum, that we, Allah says, umli lahum in the kaidi mateen. I give them a rope, but I can pull that back. And my pulling back is very strong. Annama numli lahum khairun li anfusihim. This extension of the rope, this prolonging, this giving them respite is good for them. It's not good. Innama numli lahum li yazdadu isma. We are giving them this respite so they go more in their rebellion. And they keep on in their rebellion. So this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his prophets, his messengers, his books to guide, but instead of receiving the guidance, they turn away from the guidance. Instead of following what is right, they go and give up the right things and take the wrong things. لَيَزْدَادُ إِسْمَا. So that's why for them it's a humiliating punishment. They think that it may be an honor for them, but actually it is not an honor. It is a dishonor. So there is a warning here of a punishment that will be very, 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 very terrible. So you can see that in the three ayat are very strong here about those people who are following the path of rebellion and the path of rejection, and also harming the believers and in their situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء فآمنوا بالله ورسله وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا فلكم أجر عظيم ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير. Allah is not to leave the believers as you are until He separates the bad from the good. Allah will not disclose to you the unseen, but Allah chooses of His messengers whom He pleases. So believe in Allah and His messengers. If you believe and stay mindful, you will have a great reward. And let not those who are miserly with what Allah has given them of His bounty suppose that it is good for them. Rather, it is bad for them. On the day of judgment, they will be collared with whatever they were holding miserly. To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. and Allah is aware of what you do. So Allah is testing the believing community and purging them in this way so that good are separated from the bad. Allah says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Believers, they are all kind of people who say that I believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will test you. And in this test, the good, the strong in faith, the sincere in faith will be separated from those who are not that way. يَمِيذَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So the bad will be separated from the good. And but then who is bad and who is good? You will not know that. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. This is ghaib. This is something hidden, unseen. And only Allah knows that. Allah is not going to let every one of you to know what is in the heart of the other person. That's not your job. That is what Allah's knowledge is. And this Allah may give this knowledge to some of his messengers. The Prophet may know, but not everybody knows that. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. Allah selects from among his messengers whomsoever he wills. Not every messenger will know, and not everything that messenger will know, but whatever the messenger is given from by Allah, he will know that. So ghaib is in the hand of is in the knowledge of Allah. Only Allah knows the hidden things. All the hidden things, all the things that are of secret, they are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some people may know as messengers of Allah, but that is according to the will of Allah. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So Allah says, believe in Allah and believe in his messenger. So you have to have trust in Allah, faith in Allah and faith in his messenger. And if you do that, وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا تَتَّقُوا. If you believe and then follow the right path, have taqwa, iman and taqwa. So you believe, trust in Allah, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then also live pious life, good life, and the life of kindness and compassion and care. All of these things are part of taqwa. Then you will have a great reward. And then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what you have to do, not only just believe, but also you be charitable and spend in the cause of Allah. Whatever you have, you give some of it for the cause of Allah. So Allah says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَخَيْرَ اللَّهُمْ. Those who hold back and are miserly with Allah's gifts, Allah's blessings, let them not think that this is good for them. So if Allah has given you something and you do not give it for the good cause and you keep it all very stingily, very miserly, hold it and do not show generosity and goodness, and there is bukhul and there is sakha. Bukhul is stinginess. Sakha is the generosity. Islam emphasizes that you should be generous, not bakhil, not stingy, not miser. يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Those who act miserly with what Allah has given them of his bounty, they should not think that it is good for them. Somebody holds something and think that this is good for me, that I'm holding everything and not giving zakat, not giving sadaqat, not helping the poor and the needy. Allah says, this is not good. بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And this bukhul, and whatever is gathered because of the bukhul, because of the stinginess, all of this become like a snake that will collar around their neck. سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, those who do not give zakat, their money will become like a snake and will collar them, go around their neck, and will and that snake, which is a very frightening snake, will have spots on his head and will come towards their face and say, I am your money. I'm the thing that you collected and hoarded, and you did not want to give a penny for the good causes. سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخُلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And then, وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ In the end, everything belongs to Allah. You will give, you will leave this world, and nothing will go with you in your grave. So everything belongs to Allah. For Allah is the inheritance of the heaven and the earth, and Allah knows what you do. Allah knows those who give for the good cause and those who do not give the good cause and all of these things. So this is the character of believers are that they trust in Allah and they also show generosity towards good causes and towards the poor and the needy. So these are some of the important principles that are given in the post-battle kind of situation. The review of what was happening after the Battle of Badr, after the Battle of Uhud, the difficult battle that happened in the city of Medina, around the city of Medina. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path, help us understand His message and recognize the truth as truth and falsehood as falsehood. وَآخُرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. May Allah grant us the understanding of the message, inshallah ta'ala.
Ameen.
Do we have any questions, participants, viewers? I don't see any questions at this time.
Yes, salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sabiha, keep up your great work. Dr. Siddiqui is always very inspiring. My observation, maybe you can elaborate a little bit more. I mean, Battle of Uhud was a very sad battle for the history of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. I mean, because we lost 70 shuhada.
Yes.
And despite that, I'm really thrilled and inspired how they regroup and want to challenge the enemy with the wounds.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm really amazed. This is something maybe the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, personality itself, and with the confidence of those Muslims, Sahaba, who know that they made a mistake, but they realize the mistake, their iman got more strength, and they were ready to challenge the enemies and throw them out and they made them, force them to return to Mecca. It's very inspiring. I mean, I may Allah give us this level of, you know, confidence in, you know, the message the Quran is inspiring us with.
Very good point, mashallah, that you brought that point. That is, certainly it builds a lot of confidence and also appreciation of that generation of people. That generation is the generation that establish faith. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said about Sahaba, he said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي The best group of people are those group of people who are with me. And they grew up under the leadership of the Prophet ﷺ. So we have to respect them and honor them and recognize that what a good teacher Rasulullah ﷺ was, the Prophet was, and how these people, they lived and they learned under his leadership. So that is certainly very inspiring that under very difficult circumstances, they grouped themselves and they went. Imagine that at that time, the wounds are there in the body and they are tired, exhausted, all of these things, but still they respond to Allah. Istijabu lillahi wa lirrasul. They answered the call of Allah and the Messenger.
Allahu Akbar. Just imagine burying Hamza and all that 70 shuhada. I mean, just amazing. I mean, if you visualize it, if you go back to that scene through mental picture kind of thing, it's Allahu Akbar. Great. Dr. Saab, I was suggesting maybe it's a recommendation and maybe 5 minutes you can use the contemporary topics at the end of the Quranic study. So that because you are in contact with so many things, so let the audience also benefit. You you know the Arctic wave which hit the Texas was very, very devastating, very eye-opener. Any contemporary things which is happening, if you spend a few minutes at the end, I'll be very appreciated as well. Because when I contacted Texas, a lot of Muslims have been hurt in this. And I know that many Muslim...
That is certainly very, very sad. The situation was a very, very difficult weather, extreme weather. People had difficulty to get water, electricity, gas. Even the water was contaminated. I saw the pictures, people are scooping the snow and melting it and using that water for their toilets and all of these things. I mean, this is very, very something that you see that and then appreciate Allah's blessings. And but at the same time, I'm very pleased that some of the Islamic centers in Dallas and in Houston and some other places, they open their centers for as shelters for people, all people, regardless of their faith, coming and sleeping in the mosques, in the centers, and providing food for them and taking good care of them. May Allah bless them. This is a great thing that the Muslim community did. There are also medical centers. We are providing free medical help. There are centers that are providing food for the people. And so this is what faith requires, generosity and kindness, especially at the time of difficulties.
Yeah, mashallah, so, such a good to know this. This is that community should know this, inshallah, because Quran inspires us to do good. Just it was ending with that.
No.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
May Allah bless you. Please. Amen. Dr. Siddiqui, we will continue our classes. I know this Sunday, the Sheikh Shahid's class, the Fiqh of Salah, was cancelled, but we will return, inshallah, next Sunday to join for both classes. Dr. Siddiqui, may we join you for a closing dua, sir?
Yes, let us pray also for Brother Shahid. May Allah give him shifa and all those people who are not well. May Allah give them shifa and remove their difficulties and their pain. Amen. اللهم اشف انت الشافي لا شافي الا انت شفاء لا يغادر سقما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واختم بالصالحات اعمالنا والله heal those who are sick among us and those who passed away والله give them blessing and give them the jannah and give patience to their family members رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين والله remove the difficulties from the people of Texas and all the people in that region, and wherever human beings are suffering, Allah remove their suffering and keep us on the right path. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqih Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
MashaAllah.
Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum.